Robert Norton, Capital Chaos Shouldn't Derail Vote Fraud Investigation, Reform. By Kyle Olson on January 12, 2021. Attorney Robert Norton told The Kyle Olson Show this week that election investigations and reform must continue, despite the riot that occurred at the Capitol on Wednesday. That was the moment when evidence could have been aired during congressional debate, only for it to be dashed when agitators filled the building and disrupted the session. Norton, a vice president of Hillsdale College who appeared in his personal capacity as a Michigan resident, said, "In Michigan's case, there's a long list of questions that have never been answered." He said Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson needs to answer questions under oath about the chain of custody for ballots, storage warehouses and who had access to them, and the role outside money, particularly from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, played in the ballot collection and counting process. Norton said there are also questions about absentee ballot signature validations. "There needs to be a fundamental review of the process by which we're going to allow people to vote by mail," he said. "Just because the option exists," he said, "that does not mean laws and rules should not be followed to ensure the same level of scrutiny and security as when a voter casts a ballot in person at a polling location. There also needs to be a deeper investigation into the outside money that was brought to bear in Michigan and what degree is that going to be legal. Individuals," he said, "who are operating as government employees were funded by private dollars, particularly in areas that historically vote for Democrat candidates." In December, the Legislative Oversight Committees issued subpoenas for election documents and equipment and have until 5 p.m. Tuesday, January 12, to comply. Norton urged the committees to do more, including getting names of employees and better understanding who received ballots and whether they were qualified to receive one. He said there were potentially hundreds of thousands of illegal votes and argued there were 35,000 ballots cast by individuals who had registered with an email address. According to analysis conducted by Matthew Brainard for attorneys challenging the election results in Michigan, 35,109 absentee votes counted by the state listed no address. "That's just a violation of federal law," Norton told The Kyle Olson Show. He said there were another 13,000 who no longer live in the state and cast a ballot. Brainard's report claimed 13,248 absentee or early voters were not residents of Michigan when they voted. Other questionable ballots could have impacted both the presidential race and a key contest for the U.S. Senate. "I'm disappointed the legislature didn't do a more fulsome investigation right after the election," Norton said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.